when professionalism goes down, trust goes down. So when people don't trust you, they start to dictate your photo shoot. Have you ever had that happen? Like when you very first started, people were like, how about this angle? How about you do this? How about you try this? How about this? And you're like, I need you to sit back and leave me alone and let me do my job.
This is the Photo Business Help Podcast, a resource for photographers of all levels, from brand new to burnt out, who believe that business growth starts with personal growth. I'm your host, Natalie Jennings. I created Jennings Photo back in 2010 and have been happily full-time since, but not without some mistakes along the way. Those lessons, plus what's really helped me thrive financially and personally, are what I want to share with you so you can grow with your photo business too. You'll also hear stories from other photographers and industry folks, as well as my favorite ways to be more mindful and happier on this journey. This is part two of my two-part interview with Amanda of 17 Hats. If you missed part one, you definitely want to go back and check that one out. We're talking all things staying organized in your business. There are those of you listening that I know really need to hear this stuff. So if you're struggling with keeping track of scheduling stuff and client names and payments and booking and all that kind of stuff, this is the place for you. So we're going to jump in just after this. So if you're like most photographers, you probably didn't go into business for paperwork. Does the chaos of invoices, emails, to-dos make you a little crazy? Well, that is where 17 Hats comes in. Their all-in-one mobile-friendly platform organizes your entire business. 17 Hats handles things like time-sucking tasks, payment reminders, capturing leads, and scheduling your meetings. With 17 Hats, important emails go out automatically. Quotes, contracts, and invoices, click, click, paid. So it's a small wonder that thousands of photographers swear by 17 Hats. You'll free up so much time from day-stealing to-dos. It's like you've cloned yourself. You'll be able to focus on what you do best, which is obviously photography. Meanwhile, 17 Hats does exactly what you need done to manage your business, just as if you were doing it. So why not clone yourself with 17 Hats? Visit 17hats.com to learn more with the discount code PHOTOBIZHELP. That's 17hats.com with the discount code PHOTOBIZHELP. After over 10 years full-time as a lifestyle photographer, I've discovered 8 things that every photographer should do to build and grow a strong photography business. If you would like to learn more about the 8 things that have helped me build a solid photo biz, head to photobizhelp.com/8things. That's the number 8 things. To get your copy of the 8 things that I've done over the last 10 years to build a successful lifestyle photography business. That's photobizhelp.com/8things.
Oh, I wish we could have done like 2 locations or something like that. I was like, oh, that was my highest package. And she said, oh, I didn't even realize you offered that.
Ah!
And I was like, are you serious?
Oh,
but no. The reality is that as a newbie photographer, I told her and she didn't have time to process it. So I went through everything too fast. While we do this every day, this is their first time a lot of times. So they need that time to process. And so by having a quote, because it's attached to the payment, they actually take a little bit more time to sit back, even after the pricing menu, after you talked about it with them, after the pricing menu, after they've looked on your website, right? Having that quote, because it's a more official document, they're like, oh, I need to pay attention here.
Absolutely.
They look at that quote a little bit more, and usually, whatever you talk them into, right, whatever they're going with, they will justify going with the higher package because it's FOMO, right? They're scared to miss out.
Totally. Totally.
So they will go with the higher package and you can sell add-ons so easily, right? Which is a whole nother conversation for another day. But having that quote and they select that quote, it automatically takes them to sign their contract, and then that automatically takes them to pay. You have three documents in one document, creating a super streamlined experience. And there's no hurdles in the experience, because every time there's a hurdle, your lead drops off.
Absolutely. Easy. You want to make it easy, like easier than easy. And if you don't think it's easy, then make it easy. I mean, if you think it's already easy, like try and make it a little easier.
Make it easier.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so that's the goal of the quote, contract, and invoice, is that it's boom, 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 three documents in one. You can do all three of them at one time. They pay you online, done. As soon as they complete those, they receive a confirmation email with the document. So you don't have to send an email to them with the document. They receive that. It's all done in your account. So you're good to go. You can, you know, sign the contract electronically yourself, and it's finished. It literally takes less than 5 minutes to complete a quote, contract, an invoice, and one email.
It's amazing. And having that automation piece, say you have like a retainer baked into something where someone doesn't pay the full fee up front, it's going to just keep track of stuff for you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be like, wait a minute, did they, you know, I mean, that piece, again, you mentioned it, I mentioned it, I'm going to say it one more time, but until you get mega busy, you think, whatever, I'll deal with that later. It is so essential to have those pieces working just automatically for you, because there's nothing more embarrassing than trying to offer a higher price product like a wedding, or in my case, I do branding and higher ticket portrait sessions. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be like asking people for money or like making it a huge mistake that you missed. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, I see that you did pay. Sorry that I had you go through your entire bank statement because I missed it. You know, that's not cool.
And then they start, like, one time you might be able to get away with one client because something just kind of screwed up, and that might work. But, you know, if it happens over and over and over to multiple clients, people talk, you know, your trust, the professionalism goes down. But when professionalism goes down, trust goes down. So when people don't trust you, they start to dictate your photo shoot. Have you ever had that happen? Like when you very first started, People were like, how about this angle? How about you do this? How about you try this? How about this? And you're like, I need you to sit back and leave me alone and let me do my job. But the reality is, and I had it happen to me when I first started too, but the reality is I had not yet instilled the confidence in them that I know what I'm doing and I'm the professional that I am. And so that goes back to your client experience. And it goes back to these little things that we're talking about today, staying organized, staying on top of things, getting the right information over, you know, making sure that you're putting that professional foot forward. Because at that point, when that professional foot is forward, because you're nice and organized, trust is instilled with them. And they're like, ooh, they got this. They're a professional. Right. And that's when you start to see clients back off and stop telling you how to run your business.
It's huge. And trust, you know, really truly does go hand in hand with having like a seamless process for people, you know, a system like 17 Hats offers, where people immediately are like, wow, that was so easy. Mm-hmm. They're on the ball, you know, I'll work with them again.
That's right.
You think maybe in the early days that doesn't matter so much, but it goes such a long way. It's sort of like, I mean, you could liken it to almost anything. Like if you are going to a restaurant because someone recommended it, but like the menu's like dirty and tattered, but everyone's like, the food's really great. And like the, you know, glasses are dirty, whatever. Like those little things are kind of like
they add up,
piling up in the back of people's minds. And so if you're not really clear about packages and you forgot to send them their invoice and all of the stuff we've already covered, I mean, that even if you're a lovely person and have a great product at the end of the line, those little things are frustrating for people that are busy.
It is. And it's so important, because especially when you first start out, your marketing is really based on referral marketing. People going, I had a great experience, let me tell you about this experience, and sharing that with other people. And so these little details, sadly, is what many people do not do. So if you can do them, you're one step ahead of your competition.
I have so many emails from clients that have been with me since the beginning that are like, oh my God, it's been so easy. And I'm like, Okay, well, thanks for sticking with me through the weird times. But I mean, that's what people want. People are busy. They got kiddos. They have lives, You know, and they do not want to be trying to figure out how to pay you and all of that stuff. So, I mean, as far as organization goes, we've got like the calendar, the to-dos, the booking, the contracts. Is there anything top of mind for you that would be in the organization bucket that you can think of?
So there's two things, actually. One is going to be the little details, right? So when you go to the doctor, actually, they put the charts on the outside of the room. And so when they pull the chart up, they actually read your details. And then they come in and they're like, hey, Amanda, how are you? It's been a year since I've seen you. And I'm like, you don't remember that. They don't.
Totally.
Because they read it on the chart that's outside of the room, right? So take a cue from your doctors and how they play this, right? So when you talk to your leads, they're usually very open with lots of information. They tell you their kids' names, their spouse's names, their favorite foods, all, you know, like you have these nice conversations. You need to be able to take those conversations and those details and put them somewhere, right? And so that's going to be in your project page in 17 Hats. You can create a note and you can just say, here's the information that I know about them, or custom fields, which is a more advanced feature. But you're going to be able to put those details into there. And so before they show up for their service, you can quickly scan over that. And so when they arrive, you are ready to talk to them like you know them, right? Like you have heard everything they've said. And that brings their comfort level really down, or their stress level down, makes them very comfortable with you, which at the end of the day is going to give you a more successful session and providing them a better experience and better products.
I love that so much. One of the best things I've implemented in my business in recent years is asking people who will be at the shoot. And unless it's like a anniversary party with, you know, 50 people, for the most part, we all have those clients when you get busy and you have dozens and dozens and dozens of families to remember, where you don't remember the kids' names, or you forget one of the parents' names or something. And it just happens. And it's not because you're a horrible photographer or a horrible person. And to be able to do the doctor trick and be like, let me pull this up quick. Okay. You know, and then greet everyone with that level of service that you're charging for.
Yeah. And I mean, I think this is so important for wedding photographers, because they can send out a questionnaire that, you know, who's your maid of honor? Who's your best man? What is the mother of the bride's name? What is the, you know, mother of the groom's name? Like, who are all these important people that you need to know? Gather their information. And so then when you show up, you're greeting all of them, because you don't know what person the wedding party is going to get married or thinking about getting married. If you can put your best foot forward on there and just be really approachable and have people be comfortable with you, that is a huge step to them booking you. People want to book with people they feel comfortable with and they trust.
You know, and it's important to reiterate that, because I think as creators, as artists, photographers are rightfully very focused on the quality of their work and the style that they have and everything like that. But I've said this many times in my coaching programs, my one-on-ones, every single step of your process, from the time that you're at a dinner party and giving someone your business card to the time after they've received their photos, is your brand. It is your business. It's such a huge thing to, as you mentioned, you know, pay attention to those little details. And I think anytime you can put it all in one bucket, all the businessy things, it's super helpful. So I think this is just a great place to introduce people to like the magic of being organized.
That's right. That's right. And then of course you have online scheduling, which we all know the hassle of trying to schedule a phone call or a consultation or a reveal session over email. And it's back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. And so being able to send them directly to your scheduling link that has your available days, you're not opening up your whole calendar. You're just saying, I'm available for during these days, during these times. And you can only give them the next 7 days, or you can give them the next 14 days. So you can give them a time frame in which they're booking in. That's so, so much better than back and forth emails. And, you know, they're going to be able to go in, select a date, they'll be able to select a time, they're going to get a confirmation email. If you're doing something via Zoom, you can connect to your Zoom account and it will automatically create a Zoom link for you. So it's all of these steps that have just been taken off of your plate, because you have a system that was created to be your assistant in these ways almost. And so,
totally.
You know, it also, the great thing about online scheduling or 17 Hats online scheduling is that we cross-check your calendars. So you can cross-check your family calendar, you can cross-check your booked calendar, your lead calendar. So you can cross-check all of those calendars that we were talking about to make sure somebody doesn't book over your child's birthday or your doctor's appointment or whatever it is. You know, we're going to look at that, make sure you're actually available that day and only put out the times and the dates that you truly are available. So that being able to have that automation and that, you know, you have that organization with calendars that we talked about, and then be able to put that organization into play with automation, that is where you truly save so much time.
I'm so excited right now. I'm like, ooh, I just want to like organize everything, you know, like you get into this organization.
Go get it done.
But no, I really appreciate you coming back and chatting with me about all this. I think anybody listening, if you are like, I'm not very organized, like this is the show for you, or episode rather. And you guys have been really gracious with a discount for listeners. So we'll have the link to that in the notes. But thank you so much, Amanda. I really, really appreciate you being here again. And just a reminder to go back and listen to my previous interview. I think we did back in November, maybe.
So.
I'll link to that so it's easy to find. But thank you. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Natalie, for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this interview. And once again, in the show notes, you can check out my previous interview with Amanda, where we talk about a really sleek onboarding workflow for welcoming new clients into the fold. If you want to check that out, link is in the show notes. Don't forget about that discount. Go to 17hats.com, 17hats.com, and use code PHOTOBIZHELP to get that big discount. So if you are even kind of on the fence, you just have to do it. There's never a good time to get your business organized. And I promise you, if you do it later down the road, it's just that much harder. So 17hats, 17hats.com, use the code PHOTOBIZHELP, get your business organized. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful rest of your week. I hope you have a beautiful day. Remember, in everything you want to achieve, consistency is key.